Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys.
Alright, got a few left over from last week, then we'll hop into this week's. Microsoft clashes with Google over Xbox Store release.
Yep, Microsoft planned to add a new feature to its Xbox app for Android devices in November. The ability to purchase and play Xbox games directly from the Xbox app. According to Microsoft and Xbox executive Sarah Bond, the new feature is ready to go live, but is being held back because Google is requesting a stay while it appeals a legal decision that would allow exactly that. Google is appealing the ruling in the Epic versus Google case, which deemed that its Android app store, the Google Play storefront, is an illegal monopoly. Google would have to follow and distribute third-party app stores within Google Play while giving third-party app stores access to all Google Play apps. There's more to the ruling, but with Google appealing the decision, Microsoft isn't able to launch its Xbox Store alternative. So, just basically, it's another Epic Google situation. Epic Apple, Epic Google, same, pretty much same thing. They're, you know, Epic blamed or accused of both Google Play and Apple App Store both being monopolies. And so I do know that Apple had to open up their their apps, their whole phone operating system basically in Europe, so you can third party app stores are allowed on iPhones now in the European regions because of that, you know, and that's why they had to switch to USB-C, you know, the same reason for that. So
I mean, it makes sense to have a standardized system of stuff, especially like the USB-C, but yeah, as far as the Microsoft with the Google over store releases, there needs to be a precedent set in place at this point from how often it's happening in between all these companies.
Right, and I understand it more for Apple because Apple's the only one that makes iPhones. It makes sense for them to have their own app store on that device. Android, Google doesn't make Androids, several different companies do, so it doesn't really make sense for Google to be the only app store on Android. Like I said, it makes sense for Apple because only Apple makes iPhones, but Google don't make Androids. I mean, they do, but they're not the only company that does.
No, and it's just one of those weird situations where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I want to try to monopolize this, but at the same time, you don't technically have a right to try to monopolize it.
Right, and then you have basically the odd kid that's trying to get everybody in trouble And that's epic. You know, they're pointing out everybody's flaws and everything and trying to get everybody in trouble. Because, I mean, it went on how many years and nobody said a word to Apple or Google. And all of a sudden, Epic and, you know, Epic was feeling like they were getting ripped off by the two companies. And then here we're having all these changes to how things are going for Apple and Google. Just because of Epic. Just because they stood up and didn't want to pay 30% to the Google Play Store or App Store.
Yeah, I'll never understand. Like I said, there just needs to be something set in place to where it is just one bold statement and call it good.
Right, and like I said, Europe, you know, they made a statement and told Apple, you know, change the USB-C and, you know, allow side loading and stuff on your iPhone. And but for the, you know, for the US and other parts of the world, that's not the case. So that's something like, say, the FTC should step in for, instead of just being worried about what Microsoft's doing at all times. Just actually step in and do something like this, like that Europe did, something that would actually help people.
Ironically enough, this one would actually involve Microsoft.
Yeah, exactly. But that's probably why they're not doing it, because it would help Microsoft.
Yeah. Corporate greed will get you.
Yep.
All right. Sticking with Microsoft, well, Xbox anyways. Xbox Game Pass games for December.
All right. We have Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled for console December 4th. Game Pass Ultimate, Game Pass Standard, and Game Pass Core. Then we had... Hold on. I got a crap ton here.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Forza Motorsport, Xbox Series X and S version, December 4th, now with Game Pass Standard, available with Game Pass Ultimate, which it was already on Game Pass Ultimate, so they just added it to Standard. And then... also available on PC, Game Pass. Then we have console, December 4th, now with Game Pass Standard. So it was already on Ultimate. We have Humanity for console, December 4th as well, now with Standard. EA Sports WRC, Cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S through EA Play, December 5th, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass. Overthrown, it's a game preview, kind of like what Power World was when it first came out, just basically an early version of it. It came out on December 5th for Cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S, for Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass. Then you got a heavy hitter here, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S, December 9th for Game Pass Ultimate and PC Game Pass tiers. Add Wild Frost, Cloud, Console, PC. Came out on December 10th. Game Pass Ultimate, PC Game Pass. Carrion. Cloud, console, PC. That's for January 2nd. I'm not sure why it's on the December Game Pass, but...
That's a big jump.
Yeah. So there's an early one, I guess, topic. January 2nd. And there's the rest I have here. There's another one for January 7th, which... I mean, I guess I could tell you what it is. It's Road 96, Cloud Console, and PC, January 7th. So those aren't December. The last two aren't, but the other ones are. And that's all I have.
That's kind of like they used to do with Xbox Live Gold. They used to do stuff like that. Like it would run into like the next month.
Yeah, the beginning of next month.
So. Which I guess that makes sense because it's going to Standard too. So that would make sense to an extent.
Yeah.
Because it's everything. It's Ultimate, PC, and Standard for Carry On and Road 96.
Right.
So I guess that's kind of what they're doing. To me, that's what it sounds like.
To me, I just think they should. They shouldn't have so many stinking tiers of it. It should just be Ultimate and PC Game Pass like it was. It doesn't have to be Standard or Core and all that.
Yeah, you gotta make their money. They're not doing it by console sales.
I mean, Microsoft itself is not hurting no money. So.
Personally, I don't think Xbox is either. It's just...
No, especially with how many subscribers of Game Pass they have. The ones for me, the best ones will be Crash, Team Racing, Nitro Fueled, and then Indiana Jones. You know, that's basically Microsoft's big game this year.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen the Metacritic score. I guess we could look it up real quick, but
for you want to go live or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll do it. So I haven't seen exactly how good it is.
I just don't think it's my style of gameplay.
Yeah.
I've never been an Indiana Jones fan either, though.
I haven't got like really into it. It's an 87 on Metacritic, so it's not bad. That's on 67 critic reviews, and the user score is an 8.7, so that falls right into place with 87. So
they got snubbed at the Game Awards.
Don't even get me started on that stupid Game Awards crap.
That's for later on today. Well, technically not later on, but at the same time it is. We're not covering Game Awards this year.
No, it's not worth it.
As you guys can tell, since we're covering stuff from last week still, because it was Game Awards episode, it would be a whole episode again.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously the game just came out, so it wasn't really in any of the I don't think it was in a category at all.
No, it. Yeah, it just came out, like you said, so it wasn't.
I say it may make the British one, because they'll probably do theirs over the next 2 weeks.
I mean, it makes sense if the Game Awards was, say, the first week in January. That way, all games have been released for the previous year. But
they got to do things.
Because they had the categories up, and what games were in those categories before Indiana Jones even came out, so, you know. Which they already knew they had, you know, they knew who was going to win because it's rigged. They already knew Astro Bot was going to win pretty much every category.
Yeah, 90s. I mean, same thing happened with Baldur's Gate last year. It pretty much won every category it was in.
Yep, it's the new Baldur's Gate. Just new titties in Astro Bot.
No. It's a kid's game.
Yeah, I don't think...
That's still a rare win. Usually, games don't win.
That's true. I don't think the people at the Game Awards played Echoes of Wisdom, though, because if they did, it would have won at least one of the two categories it was in.
Yeah, it's rough stuff. And they say, you know, the player's voice matters, but it only counts for 10% of the votes.
It doesn't matter. It should be 50-50. Or even 60-40, and the players' votes should count more than what the actual judges do, you know? Because that's the thing. It's an event that players and gamers come together to watch and see what games win what. So it makes sense for people at home sitting there watching to vote, and it count more towards what the actual judges there do. The judges will be more of a tiebreaker at that point if we got 60% of the votes.
Yeah, the whole reason why I watched it this year was for the trailers and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even give it my time.
I fell asleep watching it. I just go through, which, I mean, when we get down to them, you'll figure out why I watched it. Ashton already knows, but you guys don't.
Yeah.
Sega moves to shut down Super Sega Project.
Yep, Sega has made contact with the team behind the Super Sega FPGA console to request its cancellation. we can reveal, Sega has approached Alejandro Martin, the lead behind the project, asking for the Super Sega name to no longer be used, all prototypes and units to be destroyed, and the closure of the Super Sega website and details on units sold and money generated by the project so far. We have seen the documents relating to this case and have contacted the company employed by Sega to protect its IP in Spain, and it has confirmed the legitimacy of this approach. Martin has told Time Extension that the name change will be considered, but production will not be stopped unless Sega is prepared to cover cost, expenses, and what consumers paid. Martin tells us that if Sega does not agree to these terms, we think we will continue. Martin says that he intends to proceed with the project via a Kickstarter campaign. This will generate funds in addition to the cash, which has already been taken from those who have pre-ordered Super Sega, but later found that the full cost had been charged. The team behind the project has also shared a new video with Crazy Taxi on Dreamcast being shown off. So this is a surprise to literally nobody. You know, when it comes to Sega, they're a lot like Nintendo. So yep. Nintendo would do the same thing, but there's literally nothing Sega can do. Because, I mean, there's knockoffs of, you know, Sega consoles out already, and this one's just another basically clone that can play Sega cartridges. So
yeah, it don't surprise me at all, which I think we initially covered it when it was announced.
We did. Yep.
And it's just like, okay, yeah, this, it's cool if it's gonna work, but
doesn't it? We knew, I think, it, didn't we say it would play Genesis and Saturn?
I think so.
Because those are the two, well, besides the Mega Drive, and those are the two main cartridge-based Sega consoles, because the Dreamcast took discs. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would be kind of hard to get cartridge disc thing to work in one compartment thing without just having a dedicated SD card for it, basically.
Right. Yeah, so Lisa, this doesn't surprise me at all. Sega's like Nintendo when it comes to stuff like that. Sometimes even more so, because Sega is financially definitely not as set as Nintendo.
Well, yeah. Especially like when we covered last week or a week before last, when they're delisting their titles now.
Yep. And we talked about maybe they're preparing for some remasters to make some extra cash for those. But as of right now, the Super Sega will not cease production, is what the owner says, or the developer behind it. So they might change the name. It just depends. Basically, depends how much Sega gets on their nerves.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Right. Nintendo 2 accessory appears online. I say this with a grain of salt now, because as of 2 days ago, they released there was a leak of the actual Switch 2 online now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. For the accessory. Yeah. for the accessory, there's been actually a few accessories leak, but the article I have here says third-party Nintendo Switch 2 accessories have surfaced on online shopping sites. They match previous leaks, but are unlikely to be genuine. The console has yet to be officially unveiled by Nintendo. Some accessories designed for the tentatively named Nintendo Switch 2 have appeared in online shopping websites. As noted by VGC, accessories allegedly designed for Nintendo Switch 2 are now up for sale at Chinese retailer Alibaba, including a case and tempered glass screen protector. The screen protector appears to be designed for a display much larger than that of the original Nintendo Switch, which would make sense because they said it's an 8-inch display, is what the leaks say. Lining up with the previous rumors that its upcoming successor would have a bigger screen. The case also looks quite different from anything that we've seen for the original. It's bigger, appearing to offer much more room for the Joy-Con controllers. There also seems to be something of a protrusion in the case of design, though it's not clear whether this is just for additional protective padding or indicates that the Switch 2 controller are expected to be a radically new shape. Which, 2 weeks ago, the Joy-Con leaked, and they look very, very similar to the current Joy-Cons. They just have an extra button on the side and have like a slight curve on the bottom. And then another button on the front underneath the home button. A lot of people call it a C button because it looks like it has a C on it. Anyway, about the accessories, there's been this one, screen protectors, cases, some of those handheld grips from Satisfy that I have for my Switch, the Satisfy Zen Grip. The Satisfy Zen Grip 2 has released or been announced for the Switch 2. Kill Switch has announced their Kill Switch 2 case for the Switch 2, and they say that they have the specs of it. They say they didn't get it from Nintendo, but they have ways, they said. That's what they said. And they're known for trolling Nintendo anyway. Kill Switch is, so we'll see if these end up being real or not, you know, just all the specs that have leaked. We'll see if those accessories that have already been in production will be a waste of money or not.
Yeah, I mean, going on with the actual Switch 2 leak that I've seen, it's a weird color scheme for it, since the one I seen was like a teal blue, the whole thing. I don't know if you happen to stumble across one yet or not.
The like the actual Switch 2 itself? Or the...
Mm-hmm.
No,
the Switch 2 leak. I said it literally like 2 days ago at time of recording, so like on the 12th, Thursday.
I've seen a bunch of patents and leaks and stuff have came out the past couple of days, but I haven't really looked into anything except for the accessories themselves.
Which, it's the whole thing is the same color as like the original Switch Joy-Con for the teal one, like the blue one.
Oh, okay. Like the one you have, the neon blue?
Yep.
Okay.
Like I said, it's more of a base color, so it's looks more like a teal. Had like a little greenish shade to it. From what I've seen. But yet again, it's a leak, so you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Yeah, the
it did appear bigger.
The Joy-Con that leaked that I seen a couple of weeks ago, it was white, so like the OLED. But that could have been in production, like the leak before it got painted or something, you know, you never know.
But the way you was explaining that Joy-Con, that's what the shape of that back of it was.
Yeah.
So I see that being moderately true.
Yeah. Yeah, because it had the shoulder button, the trigger button, and it had another kind of trigger on the side, and then the C button underneath the home button, it looked like.
Because what the actual Joy-Cons remind me of now, minus the little tiny curve on for your trigger buttons, it kind of resembles NES, like how flat it is, minus, like I said, the curve up top, and then the one that leaked online, it had more of a ergonomic grip, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Which, granted, you know, playing from an NES to a Switch, obviously the Switch feels a whole lot better in your hands than an NES controller, but I'm sure they've just upgraded, especially for people complaining that joysticks are a little hard to handle after a while.
Oh, they
Because like
are.
an hour, mine would start to hurt.
They need to be taller. The sticks need to be taller and a little bit bigger, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't go too big for a portable handheld like that, but a little bit bigger wouldn't hurt, and definitely taller. But as for the Switch 2, no, the Kill Switch 2, case I was talking about, they said, the magnetic Joy-Cons, that we talked about a long time ago in the leak, like that's real. Their case works with it. They pop off, which I think magnetic is a really good idea for Nintendo instead of the rail system. Obviously, they'll have to have some kind of locking mechanism because magnets, you could just hit them off or something, drop and your Joy-Cons go flying off. So there's some going to be some kind of locking mechanism, probably those grips or those rail things that come with those black things that come with your Joy-Cons when you get them, that has the rail and then the wrist thing you put around your wrist. Maybe they'll be kind of like that because those have a button you push in to lock them on. So maybe they'll be magnetic and then push a button on the bottom to lock them on or something like that. I don't know. Nintendo just needs to announce the stinking thing. I mean, there's so many leaks and patents being leaked and everything for it. We pretty much know what it looks like before we'd even got announced. Just Nintendo needs to hurry up and.
Yeah. Because at this point, we're just 4 months away from at the absolute latest.
Yeah, I mean, we thought maybe they'd release it by the end of March, but maybe they won't even announce it till the end of March.
At this point, I think they'll probably do it in the February Direct.
Announce it? Yeah, I think so. It'd be best for them to announce it in February, release it in March. And I still say Metro Prime 4 is a launch title.
We got a few more minutes left, don't we?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
All right. I'm going to skip down because I want to cover this one. We're going to skip down to Turok Origin.
Okay. Well, you scroll down to it.
Because it was probably the most thing I was surprised about.
There it is. All right. Dinosaur is back on the menu thanks to Turok Origins, which was revealed at the Game Awards 2024 on Thursday night. A revival of the classic first-person shooter franchise, the Saber Interactive developed Turok Origins shifts gameplay to an over-the-shoulder third-person perspective. Play as the legendary Turok warriors to face off against ferocious dinosaurs and a terrifying alien threat that seeks to destroy all human life in the galaxy. The game's official website reads, "Unleash devastating attacks on your enemies with weapons and abilities, and harness the fallen enemy's DNA to upgrade your arsenal. Embark on a high-stakes adventure solo or with friends to unravel mysteries that hold the key to saving humanity." Based on the comic book of the same name, Turok first debuted on Nintendo 64 in 1997 and spawned several sequels. More recently, the franchise was rebooted with 2008's Turok, a critically panned effort from now defunct Propaganda Games. Turok Origins is planned for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, and PC. No release date has been specified. So, sounds cool and everything. I love Turok. Obviously, we played Turok Evolution, the crap out of it on the GameCube.
Our first M-rated game.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, when we were little. Just the thing, I don't know how I'll feel about the third person view.
Yeah, that's what threw me off about it. But as soon as the trailer came on, I was like, this is Turok. Like, as
You
soon
could
as it, because I was actively watching it whenever it did come on.
even in the third person, you could tell it was Turok.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, this looks familiar. I was like, it's not Ark. I was like, so it has to be Turok. Bad and I hadn't really followed it since the GameCube, so I thought it was like the first one since Evolution, but there's been a couple, like you said, there was an 08 reboot, and then they're basically making a reboot of a reboot.
Yeah.
Because it's based off, because the 08 game was based off the 97 game. Now this game is based off the 97 game. They're just switching to the third person instead of first person.
Right. I think they should remake Evolution. But
that's what I was thinking. I'm just like, it would make more sense to remake Evolution since this game's already got rebooted. Which I didn't realize Evolution was like the fourth game in the series. Mm-hmm.
Those three on the 64.
And the fact that, you know, it used to pretty much be a Nintendo title. Yeah, they shared it, but now Nintendo's not even getting it.
Yeah. That's true.
That's another thing that threw me off. I was like, wait. I was like, Nintendo pretty much had exclusivity over them at the beginning.
Yep. But now, I mean, it's been through a couple different developers at this point, so.
Yeah. Never forget the days of us grabbing random things. Two of us would always choose dinosaurs, and two of us would always choose people to go hunt the dinosaurs with.
Yep. It's fun.
But yeah, the third person, I don't know how it'll necessarily play out.
I don't know. I mean, I'll try it out, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Relive our Turok days.
Yeah. And also not be sitting in the same room while you're playing with everybody. That was another thing with it, too.
Yeah. Screen watching, of course.
Learn the maps.
Yeah.
Won't be as blocky as the 64.
I hope not.
Yeah. The trailer didn't look too blocky.
I didn't watch the trailer. I just read the article.
It actually looked pretty decent. I wonder what cheat codes they'll have. I wonder if they'll bring back like cheat codes and stuff.
It'd be cool if they would, but a lot of companies don't bring them back. Cheat codes are a thing of the past.
Because I don't even know if the original one had cheat codes, because the only one I ever played was Evolution. I never played the first.
I only played the first three on emulation. You know, the first one in the series I played was Evolution, so.
Yeah, Dragon Hunter was not one of the ones I've ever played. Evolution was the only one. I still got it in the GameCube box in my house. Not sealed, obviously. I played it way too many times.
Yeah, I still have mine down there.
Nice red disc.
Maybe I'll put it on Dolphin.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Or is it on?
I don't have it. It's not in my folder. No. It might be. Maybe not. If not, I could put it on there. It's not very big.
Yeah.
But, and we own the game, guys, so it's legal.
Yeah. Definitely just said we owned it. We both own a copy of it.
Yeah.
I spent several hours on that thing. A lot of cheat codes involved.
Yeah. We played.
I said that was our first Emory game. We was like four when we got it.
Yeah. And I mean, you wouldn't really know it was an M-rated game, you know?
No. Because it's not like today's time where you have the actual, like, blood and gore that you see. Like, the most your screen turned red, like how it did on, like, GoldenEye.
Yeah, right.
The gore wasn't really gore. Ben and I never really focused on the actual campaign. I always just played multiplayer.
Right. Did you watch that video I sent you earlier?
I don't have time to.
Oh, it said M. It was talking about a guy. This is kind of off topic, but we was talking about M-rated. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up. It was talking about a guy coming in the GameStop and trading in a game. It was. He said it was too hard for him. It was rated M for mature. And then the GameStop employee was ripping him, saying he was weak and M-rated. M for massive balls. It's funny. But so apparently M is not rated for matures, for massive balls. You gotta have massive balls to play M rated games.
But sometimes.
Yeah. Apparently Turok, when we was little, we had massive balls to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, our first ever M rated game. I can say that as a fact.
Yeah, it's before we got GTA. Or before we played GTA.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for watching or listening. Follow our socials on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I think I said Facebook. I'm not for sure.
You
I've
did.
Already forgot. It's late. Got merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Follow us on Discord as well. I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
Later, guys.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.